Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so heading into the weekend, I'm glad to be back, by the way. Glad you're back. Heading into work. Over the weekend, big story about the resignations at the CDC and the either firing or not firing of the head of the CDC. Had to pick, you know, pick your version of the story as far as what happened there. But here's the bottom line. Dr. Robert Malone, who was one of the inventors of the mRNA vaccine, his name's on the patent, explained this over the weekend, that the reason that they are resigning right now in protest, they said, well, it's no science. We're not doing science. Well, what is the science they're upset about? The idea that Pfizer and Moderna should have to get this, actually do vaccine trials that number one, and publish them, that number one, you know, speak to the efficacy of their shots, flu and COVID, do they actually work? And number two, what are the side effects? That's what this is over? That's what this is over. RFK said, we are going to apply the same standards to these shots, and particularly these mRNA shots, that we apply to every other vaccine. You're going to trial it. You're going to publish the results. You're going to use a double-blind study, and we're going to see if they're safe and effective.
Well, that sounds like science to me, doesn't it?
It is. But it would take these shots from a sacrament, which they currently are to the Democrats, to science. And so these people screaming bloody murder in protest, is our science ready to reject science? What are they upset about? Damn. They're upset that RFK ended the EUA, emergency use authorization. Folks, it is 2025.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a little the expiration date's passed on that.
Yes. And here, look, I won a national investigative award for my reporting on the flu shot. I spent a couple years looking into the flu shot and its actual efficacy, which is about 8%. But people don't know that. Doctors don't even know that, because most of the efficacy comes out, the numbers, they come out like the first year or right away. Then they're revised down over the years. It's a pretty useless shot. But what's interesting about it, I got into shot trials. I was shocked by this. Average shot trial is 7 years. That's just very average. And they do them in poor countries, and they kill a lot of people with these shot trials. Americans don't know this. They kill a lot of people with them. They maim a lot of people with them. They do them in countries that don't have very, you know, strong human rights laws. So people can't sue. These are people who are illiterate anyway. And believe it or not, their governments welcome these shot trials because they save more people than they kill. They come in and they'll give away a lot of free shots, especially for things that are widespread like the flu, but they'll rack up a death toll we'd never put up with here. So, and then you have to publish that. And what they'll do in these shot trials is they figure out this is a problem, that's a problem, this is a problem, that's a problem. They will calibrate it and document it as they go. None of that was done with these mRNA vaccines. None of that was done with these COVID vaccines. And we're seeing horrific side effects from these COVID vaccines, including 30,000 deaths reported to VAERS that nobody wants to talk about. RFK knows about it. VAERS is the government tracking system. RFK knows about it. And he's simply saying, you will do trials like everyone else, and you will submit the results in public. The left is losing it over this. But look who's resigning. People who oversaw the you will get the shot or lose your job mess. People who oversaw the implementation of these COVID shots. And Dr. Malone says the real reason that there's resignations at the CDC, and he's right about this, is that the ACIP subcommittee, ACIP, on COVID vaccines just approved an investigative series of studies about safety and efficacy of the vaccines. They knew the gig was up. The truth will come out, and they will have to account for their actions. And so out the door they went, and this is their big protest. They want to keep the emergency use authorization forever, and they want to just go right on making these vaccines, making billions of dollars from these vaccines. And they don't want to have to prove they work and that they're not dangerous. And they should have to prove that. Everybody else does. Mm-hmm. Standard in America for decade after decade after decade. So, but that's what was really going on here. Meanwhile, in the middle of all of this, I don't know who Joe Biden was hiring. Did you see this guy? He quit in protest. He is a Satanist, You know, the guy who's running, like, you know, the shot program under Joe Biden and the monkeypox part of it, too. An open, avowed Satanist.
Well, I guess that's a DEI hire there.
Must have been. He's a gay guy, so that's why he was celebrated. But these photos, he's all over online. He's got leather. How should I put this? He's dressed in leather, which he wears to his weekend parties. And the leather, with other men, and the leather is in the shape of a pentagram on his chest. And underneath the leather, I don't know what this is. It looks like a dog walking, whatever. Underneath that, he has a pentagram tattooed to his chest.
Okay.
This is the guy who was coming up with vaccine policy.
Okay.
He resigned, thankfully. He's out. But it's enough to make a conspiracy theorist out of you, I swear. But this stuff is crazy. Anyway, his name is Dimitri Dashkalakis. He is a doctor. His pronouns, by the way, are he, his, and him, in case you wanted to
know. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. There is that.
And he is objecting to doing science on these shots. He's also, I don't even know why he threw this in there, the Hep B vaccine for kids. It lasts 6 to 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, unless babies are doing crack, intravenous drugs, or having sex, they're not going to be needing that shot.
Right. Yeah.
And it you know, its efficacy wanes to nothing by the time they're 6 or 7. And so RFK has rightly said, let's put that one off till later.
Yeah, sort of sounds like an extra revenue stream there, doesn't it?
Yeah. But again, when you start looking in the background of all of these people, they bounce back, including the head of the CDC right now, who says she's not going anywhere. They bounce back and forth between being paid by Big Pharma and being paid by the government. You should not be able to work for both, I don't think. I think it should be like in Europe where, okay, you won't work for the government, you cannot leave and go and work for Big Pharma. There should be, you know, 10 years you can't work for Big Pharma. They can't reward you for what you've done. And we're just infected with these anti-science zealots. And they didn't like this, but RFK is right. This is exactly what needs to happen. COVID is over. You may not like that, but it's still over.
No.
You don't need emergency use authorization. By the way, for this, now it's bleeding over into making flu vaccines. No, flu's been around for a long time. Yeah. We have vaccines for that.
Right.
We don't need mRNA shots produced under that when we still don't fully understand what mRNA does in the body and the maker of mRNA. One of the guys, again, Dr. Robert Malone, is saying, whoa, dude, no, we don't need society-wide vaccination with mRNA shots. It's not good. So that's what happened over the weekend. But you're just looking at who Joe Biden hired. And holy cow.
Well, it's not actually holy, apparently, from what you're talking about.
No, this guy, if you want to see these, they're unbelievable.
That's okay.
I can't even describe, because there's children in the car. I can't even describe the rest of it. You just got to see it. It's all over X. If you want to be a government official, why would you put that stuff online? Why would you do that? Hashtag witchcraft, hashtag this, hashtag that, right, whatever.
Well.
By the way, he helped create the national vaccine policy during the pandemic, just so we're clear. Then he was moved over to specialize in monkeypox, which was a gay man's disease. Oh, and he insists the COVID shot's safe, so.
Well, if you can't believe a Satanist, Tara,
who can you trust? Believe?
Exactly.
You know, it's funny. So we've got just watch what's going on here. We've got the Biden administration hiring Satanists to implement COVID shot policy, while at the same time, the Biden administration debanks religious nonprofits.
Right, yeah.
Not the satanic religious nonprofits, not them, the Christian ones. You just put it all together. It's quite a picture.
Yeah.
It's quite a picture. Anyway, that's what's really going on there. And when you hear them talking, it's the pharmaceutical companies. And you know what? They can do shot trials like everybody else and show us the evidence if you want to vaccinate children. And again, Lee, the death rate from COVID under 60 is no worse than a severe flu year. And we have one of those every one to two of those every decade. There is no reason to be vaccinating kids for COVID whatsoever, other than profit. And we need to stop it. So, and that really set him off when RFK said that. The kids aren't going to get the sacrament? No, they're not getting the sacrament.